是我们的特权可以来唱这样子的诗歌。
It is a privilege to sing this song.
因为这首诗歌说到耶稣是属于我们的。
Because this song talks about that Jesus is ours.
是我们的特权，叫我们可以一起来服侍他。
It is a privilege to serve the Lord.
因为主是我们的产业。
Because the Lord is our inheritance.
我们今天成了神家里的人。
Today we became a member of his family.
所以神的话对我们来说是很重要的。
So his word is very important to us.
我们要知道我们的家长常常要对我们说什么话。
We know that what our parents need to say to us.
如果我们有一点把握的话，
If we have the assurance,
是因为我们很知道主的话在我们里头说什么。
It's because that you know that the word is in you.
我们的神是丰富的神。
Our Lord is very prosperous.
要从他得着任何一切都需要有信心。
If you want to get anything from the Lord, you have to have faith.
这个世界好像也是很丰富的世界。
The world looks very prosperous as well.
你要从世界得着什么，你必须要看见，然后去努力争取。
If you want anything from the earth, you have to work hard for it.
一个是要你动作。
One requires some physical action.
另外一个是要你有信心。
The other one requires faith.
但是我们知道，无论我们能够如果我们有任何的得着
，But if you know that if you want to get anything at the end，
我们知道都需要是从神那里得
，It has to come from the Lord，
因为只有神是永远的
，Because only God is in eternity。
地上也有很多的恩惠，叫我们得着这个，得着那一个。
There's a lot of goodness on the earth that on the earth that you would want to obtain.
但是没有一个人是有把握的。
But nothing is assured.
因为地上给你什么，有一天也要从你得回去什么。
Because nothing ever lasts on earth.
圣经里头有一个智慧人这样说。
In the Bible, there's a wise man that once said,
我们只不过是出于泥土，有一天也要归于泥土。
We came from the dust, and one day it will become dust.
当一个诗人在地上好像很努力争取了很多之后
When you're working hard on this earth, try to get something.
圣经的话说他们不晓得他们所积累的那个财物到底最后要被谁分去了。
The Bible says that whatever you gather here will basically distribute to someone else.
但是神要给我们一个产业。
But the Lord wants to give you an access.
他要给我们，我们要用信心来得。
Something that requires faith.
如果我们今天有，我们就永远都有。
If you have it today, then you have it forever.
如果我们今天忽略了用信心去得
，But today if you ignore it without faith,
请大家对我的话认真一点。
Please pay serious attention to what I'm going to say.
今天没有得着的，将来也不会有。
If you do not have it by today, you will never have it.
所以我们一同先要来看主的话。
So please open your Bible.
我们看见主的话，圣经里头有两种的反应对主的话。
There's usually two reactions to the words in the Bible.
有一些人是听了主的话，他们相信接受，然后就跟从。
The first type of people, they would listen to the words and they would follow.
有些人听了主的话，他们就好像就不记得。
But some will listen and then they will forget.
或者开始这时候还想一想，后来就被鸟单去了。
Maybe in the beginning you would pay some attention to it, but later on it would just disappear.
或者后来想，要好好的存着主的话，但是呢，有精神的焦虑，把它又挤下去了。
You wanted to obtain the words in your heart, but later on you just still forgot.
到底什么样的人，什么样的心是这个好土
？So what type of person are you?
那我们就要晓得要怎样来预备自己来领受主的话是非常紧要的。
So it is crucial that you prepare yourself before you read the word.
从前我说过，我盼望慢慢我们能够从圣这个节目单上看圣经节。
In the before I said that I would like everyone to read from the paper.
从节目单转回到从圣经来看圣经节。
So instead of reading this note, we would actually read from the Bible.
所以我已经有差不多每次都有提醒大家要带圣经来聚会。
So I keep on reminding everyone that please bring your Bible.
那如果真的没有的话，我们的聚会厅好像也摆了一些圣经，大家可以去取用。
If you happen not to have your Bible with you today, there is Bible on the bench.
盼望我们每次聚会的时候，我们都有圣经在自己的手里，学习自己去翻到这些圣经节。
Let's hope that you have your Bible in your hand when we read the verses.
开始的时候可能对初信的有一点困难。
It might be difficult at first if you're a first believer.
但是恨不浪就是那么66章，66本书。
But there's only 66 books in the whole Bible.
39本是旧约，27本是新约。
39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament.
新约我们都很容易比较熟，因为主礼拜五晚上我们常常都在查的。
The New Testament might be easier to flip because we study it every Friday.
旧约可能有一点困难,
but the Old Testament might be a little rusty.
但是摩西五经也很容易找到,
and the five books of Moses, maybe it's easy to find.
因为在前头,
because they're in the beginning.
诗篇很容易找到,
the Psalm is easy.
因为在圣经的中间,
because it's snap in the middle.
其他就要花一点力气,
but the rest could be a challenge.
大家都去操练，慢慢熟悉在哪里找到圣经。
But please practice knowing where the books are.
这个是我们首先准备自己成为好土的必须要的功课。
This might be the first task.
圣经都找不到，不要说自己是好土。If
you cannot even find the books, then you cannot really call yourself a Christian.
我们是好土。We
are true Christians.
这个是信心里头说的。This
is what the faith says.
但是呢，有信心还是要去操练。
But with faith comes preparedness as well.
常常去翻圣经。
You have to prepare yourself.
每天读圣经，有次序的来读。
Read Bible every day.
不用很久,
it doesn't take a long time.
一年两年一定就很知道在哪里找到圣经节。
1 year, 2 years, you should know the books pretty well.
这个是我们为了我们永远的产业要花一点力气的地方。
This is what you need to do to prepare for eternity.
所以如果是以后我还有机会在这里讲到的话,
if I have another chance to talk to you again on this stage,
我盼望尽量不在节目单上有圣经节印给你们。
I hope that the Bible words will not be on this paper anymore, but you should be able to flip your Bible.
那无论谁来讲道,
but it doesn't matter who speaks on this stage.
我还是盼望大家都能够从圣经找到这些经节。
I still hope that you could find the verses on the Bible.
大家愿不愿意?
Are you willing?
好像强迫中奖啊。
It seems like I'm forcing you to do something.
好，我们就开始 创世纪12章。
Let's start with Genesis 12.
今天我们的题目是亚伯拉罕的信心。
Today we're talking about the blessed assurance of Abraham.
特别说到他如何恒久忍耐得着应许。
The faith of Abraham patiently waited for the promise.
要有信心是我们的 起头。
Faith. It has to be the beginning.
但是信心也需要我们忍耐，要需要我们耐心，恒久忍耐。
The faith also comes with patiently waiting.
我们如果恒久忍耐的话，那神一切的应许都要给我们来得着。
If you patiently wait, then the promise will come.
我们感谢神，我们所有的是因为是神先愿意要给我们的。
We praise the Lord because everything we own is basically from the will of the God.
如果神不要给我们的，就算是你打破了头去争取，你还是得不着的。
If it is not His willing, then there is no way you could get it.
但是其实神所要我们得着的，已经够我们一生来争取了。
What the Lord wants us to prepare ourselves for the whole life is enough.
所以其实每一个圣徒只要知道圣经里头神的应许给我的是什么。
So we need to know what the promise is from the Bible.
你听见神的应许是什么?
What the promise is to you?
这个就是神对你的呼召。
That's the calling from the Lord.
这个就是你一生的道路和追求。
And that should be the path of your life.
这个就是我们这些所谓传时间的服侍主的人的刀。
And then the path is basically someone who is serving the Lord full time.
传时间不是不做其他的。
Full time doesn't mean that there is nothing else on the
time.全时，对不起啊，全时间是因为我们看见神有一个应许。
To serving the Lord full time means that I could see the promise of the Lord.
然后我们知道这些话是实在的。
And then we know that the words are real.
有里头有很多的见证人已经得着了。
In here, there's a lot of people in the Bible.
这个也就成为我们一生的使命。
And then that became the mission of our life.
就改变我们一生的道路。
And it will change the path of your life.
所以我们这里的全时间的 所谓全时间的工人都彼此只是称呼弟兄姊妹而已。
So the so-called full-time servants are just basically a name that you call your brother and sisters.
我们盼望我们的看见也成为全教会的看见。
I hope that the promise that I see will become the vision of everyone.
我们的使命也是全教会的使命。
And then my mission is basically the mission of the church.
我们的道路也是全教会的道路。
And my path is should be the path of the church.
这个是一个很自然的生命的律。
And that should be a law.
我们如果有什么从神领受了，
If I get something from the Lord,
我们有一个使命，有一个责任，就是要它传出去。
I have a mission that I should spread it to the brothers.
如果我结到一个生命的果子，吃了我觉得很甘甜，
If I receive the fruit of the life and I think that is delightful,
我的责任就是跟弟兄姊妹来分享。
My mission then is to let you know how delightful the fruit
is. 所以我们先从主的话，我们来看看怎样分享这一切。
So let's start with the word.
创世纪十二章第一到第四节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 4.
翻到我们一起来念，没有的话，请你找一个有圣经在你旁边的，我们去看，好不好？
Let's read it together.
不要独自坐在那里。
Don't sit there, find someone so you can read it with.
稍微移动一下。
Maybe you need to move around, find a Bible somewhere.
自己要看到主的话。
Please make sure that you see the words yourself.
我们对人可以不认真，对神不能不认真。
You might not be serious for everything, but you should be serious about
this. 神的话，我们就大家认真一点。
This is the God's word. Let's pay serious attention to it.
好不好？没有一个人是闲坐在那里的。
So everyone got a Bible, right?
Okay, 好，我们从第一节念到第四节，我们一同来念。
Let's read it from 1 through 4.
第四节我们只要念到第四节开头的一句就好了，好，我们就停在那里。
And then for verse number 4, let's only read the first half.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，
Abram,
你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的，我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的话吩咐去了。这里神有一个应许，盼望亚伯兰有所得。
In here, there's a promise that God gave to Abram.
所以神就呼召亚伯兰。
So Lord called forth Abram.
对亚伯兰是一个要求。
He has a request to Abram.
只要亚伯兰愿意去行。
If Abram follows the order,
神的祝福就马上借着来。
Then the blessing will come forth to him.
亚伯兰可以不接受。
Abram could choose to refuse.
他不接受，就没有神的祝福跟着来。
If he refuses, then he will not get the blessing.
亚伯兰要怎样接受呢？
What does Abram need to do?
这里说亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
It says that Abram followed Lord and followed what he asked for.
亚伯兰没有熟读新旧约。
Abram never read the New Testament.
亚伯兰也不是一个常常跪着主面前祷告，他还不晓得主是哪怎样的一位。
And Abram is not someone who always bow down to the Lord and listens to what God said.
但是很稀奇，主拣选了亚伯兰。
But it is a miracle that God still chose Abram.
他是一个从一个拜偶像的家里头被拣选出来的。
Abram is from a family who adores idols.
拜偶像，神是不可能祝福的。
Practicing worshiping idols is not something that God would like.
所以神要祝福他的话，神必须要召他从那个地方出来。
So if God wants Abram to follow him, he must take him away from the idols.
不只离开他的本地，
not just from his own land,
还要离开他的本族，
but also from his relatives.
地我们晓得是给我们所有资源的地方。
Land is basically a place that provides you all the resources.
我们本来都不属于美国这块土地的。
Maybe we're not originally from this state.
但是呢，我们慢慢慢慢的就过来念书也好，移民也好，就一个一个的过来了。
But we came here as immigrants or students. And then we slowly belong to this place.
我们在中国, 我们得着中国本地的好处。
When we are in China, we receive the natural resources from China.
来了美国, 我们就得着美国本地的好处。
When we come to the States, we receive the natural resources from the States.
对,我们的姊妹刚刚好公民考过了。
So congratulations to the sisters, just became a citizen.
我们就恭喜她,哦,你是美国人了。
Oh, now you became an American.
其实是不是一个恭喜?
Is it really a congratulation?
姊妹摇头。
It's debatable.
好像很多人现在就说, 哎呀,早知是这样, 我还留在中国的好。
Ah, maybe I should have stayed in mainland China for a long time.
其实中国也好, 美国也罢。
It actually doesn't matter if you're Chinese or American.
世界一直在变。
The world is ever changing.
我们不是要地的好处才从这个地方到那个地方。
We are not really trying to get the resources from this
land. 我们是离开本地, 唯一的目的是什么?
The only reason we leave our origin is because
因为我们要跟从主,得主的祝福。
It's because we are following the Lord and we want His blessing.
这个是亚伯兰首先做的。
And this is the first thing that Abraham did.
他离开本地。
He left his land.
然后呢, 他还要离开本族。
And he left his relative.
你知道你离开了中国不等于你就不是中国人。
Did you know that if you leave mainland China, doesn't mean that you're not Chinese anymore.
你离开了你的家乡, 你的家乡还跟着你到处跑。
If you leave your origin village, it's still with you.
北方人过节还喜欢下一点水饺之类的,是吧?
If you're a northerner, basically you still like dumpling.
南方人就出去吃顿饭,还是在家里烧顿饭,总之是离不开饭。
If you're a southerner, you like rice.
这个我们口味是这样。
It is your taste.
没办法,家乡是这样。
You're born with it. There's no way to change it.
除了这个本族的食的方面, 还有很多很多的都是跟着我们到处跑的。
And there's more than just tastings of food that follows you all your life.
无论我到哪里, 人家一看, 哦, 你香港来的。
It doesn't matter where I go, someone can point me out right there and says, you're from Hong Kong.
最近有人看见我, 诶, 在香港, 看见我, 你是美国来的。
And then when I was in Hong Kong, people pointed out to me and said, hey, you're an American.
就沾染了那点, 那一些地方性的一些
So basically, I became a hybrid.
但是呢, 无论是 hybrid 很好, 无论是美国, 无论是中国, 没有什么属天的, 属神的祝福。
It doesn't matter if you're in China or if you're in America, you still got God's blessing.
你要离开你的本族,
you have to leave your origin.
这个不容易啊。
It's not an easy thing to do.
这个怎么样离开法?
How do you leave your origin?
这个不容易啊。
It's not an easy thing at all.
但是你不离开的话, 你只有你本族的祝福, 你没有神的祝福。
But if you have never left your origin, you will never receive God's blessing.
所以我们也要看看怎么样离开我们的本族。
So we have to learn, how do I leave my origin?
到底基督徒要怎样离开本族?
How does a Christian leave the earthly origin?
说实在的, 如果我们, 都带着我们的本族来到教会里头, 这个教会就是56族都在这里的。
For real, if you bring your origin with you to the church, then there's many, many origins.
这个可能叫中国, 这个可能叫联合国, 可能叫什么国?
Maybe the church will become a united nation.
但不是神的国,
but not God's nation.
所以你要神国的祝福,
so if you want God's blessing, you have to leave your origin.
亚伯兰怎样离开他的本族?
How did Abram leave his origin?
还有一个更难了。
And there is one even a more challenging task.
你要离开你的父家。
You have to leave your father's house.
这个我的儿子怎么样离开我们的家? 他的长相还是跟我有点像吧。
How did a son leave the father's house? He looks exactly like me.
他的身体就说到他是从我这里来的。
His body would tell you that he is from me.
他怎么样离开他的父家?
How does he leave his father's house?
在名义上不可能。
In name, you can never do it.
姓顾的就姓顾。
If you're a cool, then you're always a cool.
有些姊妹们嫁了跟丈夫姓。
Well, some of the sisters, when they get married, they follow the husband's name.
有这个讲究, 中国的习俗有这个讲究, 离开父家了, 就变了另外一家人了。
In the Chinese culture, if a sister leaves the father's house, then she follows the
husband's name. 有一点点像我们基督徒要嫁给主一样。
Just like a Christian, when you marry to the Lord, you have to take his last name.
离开父家跟 另外一个联合大事情。
When you leave the father's house and you united with another individual,
这个不只是说到姊妹要这样子。
It's not just an act for the sisters.
那主首先呢是呼召亚伯兰这样子。
And the first thing that God did was he called forth Abram. 地上从来没听说过
有这样子的呼召。
There was never something done before Abram.
你要一点祝福，我帮助你的家发达，你就可以光宗耀祖，可以的。
If you need a blessing, I'll help your family so you will become rich and famous.
神不要我们光宗耀祖哎。
God doesn't want us to be rich and famous.
神要我们离开父家。
The God wants you to leave His Father's house.
为什么要得着他的应许，得着他的祝福，得着他的丰富？
Why do we want God's promise and His blessing?
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
So Abram followed the order and he left.
所有的信心都有第一步，就是去了。
And then the first step of faith is to follow and leave.
不是原地踏步，而是真的起来就去了。
Not walking on the same area, same steps, but you have to stand up and leave.
等一下我们回来再一个一个从三方面来讲到这件事情。
And we're going to come back and talk more about this in three different aspects.
我们翻到罗马书，新约的罗马书第四章。
Let's flip to Roman, chapter 4.
我们读罗马书，因为罗马书说到保罗的一些情，说到那个亚伯兰拉罕的一些情形。
We read the Romans because Roman also has Abram in it.
他解释了亚伯罕那个时候里面的一些情形。
The Roman explains what Abram went through.
也解释了神为什么这样子。
It also told us why God did something.
因为好，我们就罗马书四章十三节，我们先念。
Let's read Romans chapter 4:13.
神应许亚伯拉罕和他后裔必得承受世界，不是因律法，乃是因信而得的义。
For this reason,
这里神盼望亚伯拉罕和他的后裔能够得着他的应许。
In here, God wants Abraham and his descendants to receive the promise.
不是要他去做什么。
Not that God wants Abraham to do something.
而是要他因信得称为义。
Not through the law, but through the righteousness of faith.
就是在主面前得着一个合法的地位。
To become an inheritance of God.
所以信心叫我们来到神的面前得着一个合法的地位。
So the faith leads us to the inheritance of God's promise.
不是你做得好，你才有资格来领取神的应许。
Not that you have to do something extraordinary to receive the blessing.
罗马书说不是因着律法。
In Romans, it says that we are not doing something through the law.
乃是因信而得的义。
But through the righteousness of faith.
圣经说人非有信就不能得主的喜悦。
In the Bible, it says that without faith, you will not receive joy.
You cannot please God.
You cannot please God.
那我们因信称义在主的面前。
But through the righteousness of faith, we could come forth to the Lord.
这个就是说我们坦然无惧，有一个地位可以站在神面前。
That means that you will now have a stand ground in front of the God.
站在神面前干什么？
What are you going to do in front of the Lord?
站在神面前求我们想要有的事吗？
Are you going to be in front of the Lord asking for something that you want?
弟兄姊妹，我们生活在这个世界上有很多很多生活上的需要。
Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of needs in our life.
我们关心一个人，爱一个人，也发现常常有很多彼此代祷，很多的需要要倾诉在主的面前。
When you love and care for an individual, you find that you have a lot of prayers.
这些都是对的，也是我们必须要去看的。
And it is something that we have to do.
但是今天说到神的应许，我们就不谈这一些自己的需要，自己。关系上的需要。
But today when we talk about the God's promise, it's not those needs that we pray for ourselves anymore.
这一节圣经说到神应许给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔要他们什么？承受世界。
Here it says that for the promise to Abraham or to his descendants that we would be heirs of the world.
其实这里的后裔不是指多人，是指一个后裔。
In here it says descendants, doesn't mean that there's a lot of people, there's only one person.
原文是说到那个亚伯拉罕的种，那个种子。
In the scripture it says, in the original scripture it says it's the seed of Abraham.
我们知道是指着耶稣基督来说的。
And we know that that seed is Jesus.
但是呢，稀奇的不是亚伯拉罕的种子要得着承受全世界。
But the miracle is that it's not the seed that has to be the heir of the world.
稀奇神的儿子耶稣基督当然要承受全世界。
Of course, Jesus is the heir of the world.
当他从死里复活，主已经把一切交托给主， 把超乎一切之上的名交给耶稣基督。
When Jesus came back from the death, he received the great name from the Lord.
在主耶稣钉十字架之前，神已经把一切都交给耶稣基督的手中。
Before Christ died on the cross, he already received everything from God.
所以耶稣基督这个神的种的确是承受世界的。
So Jesus, who is the seed of Abraham,
is the
heir of the world.
稀奇的是，神应许给亚伯拉罕也承受全世界。
But the amazing act is that Abraham is also the heir of the world.
亚伯拉罕真的了不起啊。
Oh, so great is Abraham.
神要他承受世界。
God wants Abraham to be the heir of the world.
但是圣经里头又说，主耶稣这里有说一句话。
But in here, Jesus also said,
是约翰福音八章三十九节说
in John chapter 8:39, it says,
耶稣说，你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿女，
Jesus said, if you are Abraham's children,
就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事，
do the deeds of Abraham.
神的应许给亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的种，
the promise that God gave to Abraham and his descendants,
要他们承受世界。
Want them to be heir of the world.
然后如果我们也是亚伯拉罕的儿女，
If we call ourselves Abraham's children,
我们就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事。
We have to do the deeds.
然后我们再回过头来罗马书四章十六节看看这个后裔是怎样做的。
Let's go back to Romans chapter 4:16 to see what the descendants need to do.
如果你要行亚伯拉，你要做亚伯拉罕的后裔，
If you want to be the descendants of Abraham,
这个应许也就是给你的。
This promise is to you as well.
什么应许？
What is the promise?
原来神要应许我们承受世界。
The promise is that God wants us to be heir of the world.
哎呀，弟兄，你慢慢说，这个讲得太高了。
Oh, brothers, please say it slowly.
现在经济不好，我保得住一个工作就好了。
Right now, I'm trying really hard just to keep my own job.
再说，工作是需要保住的。
Yes.I need my job.
没有工作更需要去找工作。
And if I don't have a job, I need a job.
但是神不是应许这个一个工作那里一个事情。
But God is not promising that you'll have a job.
神一句话应许给我们承受世界。
The promise is saying that you are the heir of the world.
啊，亚伯拉罕听见了。
Abraham heard it.
哦，原来离开本地本族父家是要我承受世界。
Leaving my land, my relatives, and my father's house is to be heir of the world.
亚伯兰就出去了。
And Abraham took off.
啊，然后呢，耶稣基督来的时候呢，他真的承受世界一切。
When Jesus came to the world, he actually did became the heir of the world.
然后我们因着信耶稣，我们也成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So now through Christ, we became the descendants of Abraham.
耶稣就告诉我们，如果我们真的是亚伯拉罕的子孙，也是有信心的。
And Jesus said, if you are Abraham's children,
那我们就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事。
We have to do the deeds of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕行了什么事？
What have Abraham done?
他就遵命出去。
He took off and followed.
所以罗马书四章十六节说，
So in Romans chapter 4:16,
所以人得为后嗣是本乎信。
Therefore, the promise comes by faith.
因此就属乎恩。
So that it may be grace.
叫应许定然归给一切后裔。
And may be guaranteed to all the Abraham's offspring.
不但归给那属乎律法的。
Not only to those who are of the law.
也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。
But also to those who are of the faith of Abraham.
神有应许，所以他呼召。
There's a promise, so God calls.
亚伯拉罕信了，他就遵命出去。
By faith, Abraham came forth.
耶稣基督来了，他真的承受了世界。
When Jesus came, he actually became the heir of the
world. 然后我们一起来信了耶稣基督做我们的救主。
Then now through Christ,
亚伯拉罕信，我们也信。
Abraham has faith, and we have faith as well.
但是我们信，我们只是接受。
But when we have faith, we receive.
接受了什么？
What have we received?
这里说接受了主的恩典。
Here it says that we received the grace.
因着主给了我们一个恩，我们认识耶稣基督，我们相信他。
Through the grace of Christ, we believe in Christ.
但是这里主还要催促我们做一件事情。
But there's one more thing we need to do.
就是如果我们真是亚伯拉罕的子孙
He says that if we are truly true then of Abraham
我们就必行亚伯拉罕的事
You have to do the deeds
信耶稣很好
It is a great thing that you believe in Christ
我们得救了
And you are saved
我们离开罪
We leave the sin
离开世界所有的诱惑
We leave the temptations from the earth
离开所有的败坏
And we left all the dirtiness
所有的源头还是归回到亚伯拉罕的信心
And the origin has to go back to Abraham's faith
我们今天也要遵命的真的就出去
And today if you believe you have to follow
所以信了耶稣的基督徒不能够原地踏步
So the true Christians you cannot stay always
我信我离开了罪
You believe that you leave sin
但是他没有出去
But you have never left
就没有见证
So you will not have a testimony.
我信耶稣，我是神的儿女。
Oh, I believe in Christ and I am a child of God.
但是他还跟世俗连在一起。
But you have still done sinful things.
就还没有那个实际。
So that means that there's no reality.
我信耶稣，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
Oh, I believe in Christ and I do everything for Christ.
但是人家看来看去就是他天然的肉体在表现。
But everyone around you will tell you that you're still the same.
为什么还没有出去
?Why have you not left?
没有出去就没有真实的神的祝福。
If you have never left, then you will not get
the blessing. 神的话每一句都是那么样准确的。
God's word is very accurate.
你要离开。
You have to leave.
我要祝福。
And I will bless.
你不离开神就不能祝福。
If you never leave, then you'll never receive the blessing.
那主的话就还是我们常常经过我们的耳朵，却没有能够停在我们的心中。
And God's words will still just be passing by your ear and never stay in your heart.
亚伯拉罕了不起是他是怎么样听见了，他就出去了。
It is an amazing act that Abraham just hear and listen.
我们还要回过头来看亚伯拉罕是怎样走的，他的生命的过程是怎样走路的。
And we have to see what Abraham have done.
这个是亚伯拉罕承受应许的信心。
And this is the faith, the righteousness of faith of Abraham.
所以神向亚伯拉罕的祝福，如果就他出去的话
，So the blessing that the Lord gave Abraham after he left.
神就要使这些出去的人顺服他的人，成为他的见证。
So God will make us testimony for all of us that leave.
成为他的器皿
The ones that became utensils
成为他生命的彰显
It became God's testimony
说到他是成为神的见证的话
And if you have become God's testimony
神的话说我必叫你成为大国我必赐福给你叫你的名为大
It says that I will make you a great nation and I will make your great name
当一个人愿意离开他的本地
When someone agrees to leave his origin
本族
His a relative
他的父家
His father's house
神头一个应许给他就要使他成为大国
And the first promise is that you will become a great nation
祝福他叫他的名也大
And I will bless you and make your name great
你知道啊人啊不是为名就是为利
You know you either want to be rich or you want to be famous
那美国这个资本主义的国家
In the capitalism,
在乎名的人越来越少了。
In the capitalism of these states, it is became less and less.
所以就发现这个爱名的还是好像比较高尚一点。有些人名都不爱的话，那就很难了。
It seems like that people who want to be famous, usually do better things than people that want to just be rich.
一个只是唯利是图的，那根本就差得远了，跟神的祝福。
If you just want to be rich, then it's hard for you to claim a name.For the Lord.
所以我们要来追求神要给我们的那个国。
So we have to go forth the great nation that God has promised.
神要赐给我们的那个名。
And the great name that the Lord wants to give us.
你知道创世纪第十二章那里是接着那个巴别塔下来的一章圣经。
You know Genesis 12 is the story after the Babel Tower.
那个时候巴比塔的那个时候地上混乱。
It was chaotic when it was the Babel Tower.
为什么呢？原来他们很合作的呀。
Why? They were all cooperating in the beginning.
他们并没有混乱的呀。
And there was no chaos among them.
你知道吗？人不要神，他们也可以很合作的。
You know, people could work together even if they do not have God.
啊，他们合作那个时候要做一件事情，就是要为自己留一个名。
And the people that are working together, they want to make a name for themselves.
他们，所以他们就盖了一个高高的塔，要直达到天呢。
So they built a really, really tall tower. So
他们叫他们要他们为他们自己留名。
Because they want to build a name for themselves.
所以听起来好像那个时候还没有现在堕落的深哈，现在名都不要了，只要利。
So seems like the people in the before has more integrity than the people right now. They want to be famous more than they want to be rich.
其实世人没有什么两样。
So actually, everyone is the same.
一些名都不要，只要利的人，后来得了利之后，还是回过头来要名的。
So someone who actually became rich and famous, at the end, they just want to be rich.
其实人性还是蛮在乎名的。
Actually, is the natural ability that people wants to be famous.
但是你要了人类的那个名。
But you want to be famous on this world.
啊，我们都吃了分别善恶的果子，是不是？
And now we know how to separate the good from the bad, right?
我们绝对知道什么叫好名声。
We know what is a great name.
很多人就是为好名声来挣扎。
A lot of people want to work for a great name.
一生奋斗也要有好名声。
They work really hard so that they could build a name for themselves.
学校里我是好名声。
In the school, I'm a good student.
工作中我是好名声。
At work, I'm the employee of the month.
来到教会我也要争一个头脸。
And when I came to the church,
我也要有个好名声。
When I come to the church, I want to be a leader as well.
那你发觉为了好名声合作的还是很多的。
And then you'll find out a lot of people work for the name.
但是主不要你这种的好名声。
But God does not want that name.
你盖了一个巴别塔，主说那还得了。
Well, if you truly build a tower, then what am I going to do?
其实是这些人害的。现在我们讲话都有口音，彼此也常常听不见。
Right? Right now is because of those people of the Babel Tower.
神就是
cannot speak perfect
神就是说真的要拯救这些为了名要放上一生的代价的人。
But God still wants to save those who want to build a name for themselves.
你们要从这些出来、啊。
Oh, you have to leave.
所以那个时候他们就变乱了口音。
So at that time they have different dialect.
谁都不是听见谁的话。
And no one could understand anybody.
就各会各地各贵各族各贵自己的父家去了。
So they have nothing to work for. They have to leave and go back to their hometown.
神要把他们拆散了之后。
God wanted to separate them.
然后稀奇的第一个呼召是亚伯兰。
And then the first calling is to Abraham.
把他们本来他们也没有什么本地本族本父家的问题。
Before, they never have a problem with the origin or the land or the
relative.
But after God broke them off into pieces,
he called forth each one of them.
Because God does not want to give them land, but want to give them heaven.
神不是要给他们一个本族，神是要给他一个基督。
God does not want them to separate by relatives, but by Christ.
神不是要给他一个附加，叫他留一个好名声。
God does not want to separate them into different fathers.
神要叫我们每一个人都能够彰显神的荣耀，做神的见证，成为神的儿子。
God only wants everyone to become children of the Christ and become testimony of the Lord.
你愿意离开你的本地本族父家？
Are you willing to leave your father's house?
来，只是坚持住在基督应许之地吗？
And to follow and live in God's promised land.
你愿意像亚伯拉罕这样子，因着信得着神的应许，就是基督吗？
Are you willing to follow Abraham through step by faith to leave your origin?
弟兄姊妹，教会如果是一般趣味相投的人。
Oh, brothers and sisters, if church is basically a place for everyone to gather to discuss common hobbies.
你发觉今天很了不起啊，从香港来的，我们前面三个都是香港来的。
And you'll find it's amazing that the three people in the front are all from Hong Kong.
感谢主，我们离开我们的本族，是不是？
Praise the Lord, we left Hong Kong.
盼望我们不是只是在讲国语而已，我们是在讲天国的话。
Praise the Lord that we're not only speaking Mandarin to you, but to speak God's word.
讲国语没有了不起啊。
It's not a great deed to speak Mandarin.
讲天国的话，我们感谢主。
But to speak God's word, that's an amazing deed.
所以我们要离开了，我们才得着真实神的。
So you have to leave to receive God's promise.
神要真的拆毁了，才能够有建造。
And God have to break off in order for you to leave.
不是亚伯拉罕有什么很久忍耐。
It's not that Abraham has a great patience.
而是神是很久忍耐。
But it's God gave him great patience.
不是真的，神情愿不要。
If it's not true, then God would not want.
我在等,
I will wait.
等你们认真了我再来,
I will wait until you become serious.
弟兄姊妹,不要为外面的环境我们来忧虑。
Brother and sister, don't be worried about your environment.
我们要为神的真实,到底我们得着多少,我们要来用尽我们的所有。
And you have to use all to receive the reality of the word.
神的应许是那么样踏实。
God's promise is so real.
你愿意要吗?
Are you willing to receive?
我们每一个人都要。
Everyone shall receive.
盼望我们每一个家都要。
And I hope that all the families will receive. And then the church will be indeed blessed.
教会不是香港人,不是中国人,不是台湾人,
and the church is not full of Hong Kong people, Chinese or Taiwanese.
教会是基督人,
God is churches of Christians.
基督是我们的道路,真理,生命。
Christ is the path, the real,
the way, and the truth. The truth, the way, the truth, and the life.
The way, the truth, and the life.
基督是我们的道路。
God is the way.
不是地上的道路,
not the earthly way.
地上凭智慧,凭能力,
on the world, you use your intelligence and your hard working.
耶稣基督的道路是软弱的, 是愚拙的,
but in Christ's path is meek.
是十字架的道路,
and it's the path of the cross.
是舍己的道路,
it is the path of giving self.
弟兄姊妹,我们到底每一天过生活都是要主的祝福。
So every day we need to receive the blessings from the Lord.
我们就祷告,
and we need to pray.
然后我们就忍耐等候,
and we have to patiently wait.
不会来的,
and won't come.
要怎么样才有这些实在的祝福?
When will the true blessing come?
那你要开始走在路上,
you have to walk the way.
我们都已经进了基督的大门,
we have already walked into the doorsteps.
但是我们今天做了基督徒, 我们有没有开始在走路?
But now we call ourselves Christians. Are we in the way?
我们可以一个礼拜查经,一个礼拜聚会,一个礼拜来敬拜。
You can read the Bible and go to the sermons every week.
但是我们的生活原地踏步。
But are you still walking on the same footsteps?
两夫妻一有事,没有一个舍己,没办法。
Every time you get into the argument with your wife, you are not willing to give yourself up.
两兄弟在教会里头,还不晓得对方在争什么,就已经在争起来了。
For the brothers, you will fight among yourself and you don't even know why.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you have to give yourself up.
亚伯兰有很大的家族,
Abraham has a lot of relatives.
很大的生意,
he has a huge family business, but he gave it up.
亚伯兰是很富有的家庭出
Abraham is from a very wealthy family indeed.
他根本没有看在眼里,
but he did not care.
他就出来了,
and he left.
希伯来书11章第8节,
in Hebrew chapter 11, number 8.
希伯来书11章第8节,
Hebrew chapter 11, 8.
说亚伯拉罕因着信,
it says by faith, Abraham,
蒙召的时候就遵命出去,
it says when called to go to a place, he would later
往将来要得为业的地方去,
would receive as his inheritance.
出去的时候还不知往哪里去,
obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
弟兄姊妹,当我们学习要舍己的时候,
brother and sister, when you know to give up,
我们不愿意出去就不能够舍己,
you don't want to just leave but still not give yourself up.
很多的时候我们说, 哎呀, 我舍了己, 他怎么老是他, 这个得寸进尺啊。
You said, how come every time when I give something up, you want me to give up even more?
每次都是我舍,
every time I'm giving,
从来都没有他舍的。
When am I receiving?
开始我们还愿意干,
in the beginning, you're willing to give,
后来不干,
but later, say forget it.
不干还要干他,
forget it and say, you.
本来愿意舍己,
in the beginning, you're willing to give,
后来就真的是征战又起来了。
But later on, you're not willing to give anymore.
亚伯拉罕不是这样子。
Abraham is not someone who is like that.
他听见主的话,他就去行了。
Abraham listened and followed.
行的时候还不知道往哪里去。
And he did not know where he was going.
这个就是舍己的光景。
And this is how you give.
你在舍己, 你真的, 主没有告诉你, 舍己了你就有什么利益。
He says that if you are giving, it doesn't say that what you will be receiving at the end.
你一舍己就有什么结果?
When you give, you don't know what you're going to get back.
你一舍己就这个路在你面前就好像一看见你就知道怎么行。
When you give, you see a way, but you don't know where it is going.
亚伯拉罕出去了。
And Abraham left.
出去了去哪里啊?
He went into the way, but he did not know where he was going.
所以主耶稣的十二个门徒也来问耶稣，主说我要去为你们预备地方。
And the 12 disciples also asked. Jesus left and said that I'm preparing a place for you.
十二个门徒跟着他肉身那么久了。
And the 12 followed Christ for such a long time.
不晓得主在说什么。
And they have no idea what Christ was talking about.
主说你要去哪里啊?
Christ said, where you are going.
偏偏主就说你知道的。
And Christ always says, you know where you're going.
主说你知道的。
Christ says, you should know.
主告诉他们什么?
And Christ said,
你们若是做我的门徒, 你们就要怎样?
If you are my disciples, then you will
舍己,
give yourself up,
背起自己的十字架,
carry your own cross,
跟从我,
and follow me.
你们是知道的,
and you shall know.
主讲了好多遍,
oh, Christ said it so many times.
你说我去为你们预备地方,
Christ said that I'm going to prepare a place for y'all.
很多人就说主去天家为我们预备美家。
And a lot of people said that Lord went to heaven to prepare a nice home for me.
对,这个是终极的目标。
Yes, indeed, that is the ultimate goal.
其实终极的目标还不是在天,那个天的美家还要回到地上。
But the ultimate goal is not actually in heaven, but on here.
但是呢,可以说主去为我们预备那个美家。
But you may say that there is going to be a great home in heaven for you.
但是主不是先去那个美家,主先去哪里?
But God did not go to heaven first.
主先去十架上面舍己。
Christ first went to the cross.
我跟你们讲了嘛,我要被逼迫,然后我又要钉十字架。
And I told you all that I'm going to be receiving great suffering and
going to the cross. 我去是为你们预备地方。
I go to prepare for you.
如果主不钉十字架,我们哪有地方可以在神面前?
If Christ never went onto the cross for us, then where is our footstep?
主如果从来没有为我们钉十字架,
if the Lord never went onto the cross,
我们谁能够来到主的面前?
Who can come forth to the God?
主去了,
God left,
要为我们预备地方,
to prepare a place for us.
他第一个去的地方是十字架,
and the first place he went was the cross.
我们要不要去?
Do you want to go?
我们要不要舍己?
Are you going to give yourself up?
我们要不要背起自己的十字架, 跟从他?
Are you going to carry your own cross and follow him?
亚伯拉罕往将来要得为业的地方去。
Abraham went forth to the place.
出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
And when we obeyed and left, he did not know where he was going.
接下来是九节十节。
And then let's read verse 9 and 10.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客。
By faith, he made his home in this promised land like a stranger.
好像在异地居住帐篷,与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样。
In a foreign country, he lived in tents at this Isaac and Jacob.
因为他等候那座有根基的城,这就是神所经营所建造的。
For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
地上的人永远住在他们的家族里面。
People from the earth always live with their families.
我们有房子, 我们有我们的地, 我们有, 我们种田的地方。
We have a house, we have a land, we have a farm.
我们就生根在那个地方。
And we grow a root in that place.
神不要我们生根在我们的家族里头。
But God does not want us to have the roots in our father's house.
要从我们所有的天然的生命里头出来。
You have to leave your roots.
离开我们的属肉体的那个生命，成为一个属灵的人。
You have to leave the earthly life and become a Christian.
离开我们这些地上的舒适，做一个属灵的人。
And you have to leave the land to become a spiritual person.
一个属灵的人在地上没有根。
Someone who is spiritual does not have roots on this world.
从肉体生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
If you're earthly, then you're an earthling. But then if you're spiritual, then you're a Christian.
一个属灵的人看见自己只不过是一个住在帐篷暂时的客旅。
someone who is spiritual would see themselves as someone who is living in a tent.
他在地上没有什么盼望。
And there is no hope in this land.
他盼望的是将来那个有根基的城。
He's only looking forward to the promised foundation.
那个与所有众圣徒都在里头的那个伟大的城。
A city where all the believers are in.
那个以神和羔羊为里头的光的那个城。
Where the light is.
今天我们学习住帐篷。
Today we learn that we are living in tents.
我们离开所有属地的。You
leave the village.
我们家族里头一切的影响。You
leave your families.
我们单单要走主的路。And
you're walking in the way of the
Lord. 所以我们照着主的话去行。So
you're following the way.
你有离开，你才能有进入。You
have to leave in order for you to re-enter.
你进入了，神的祝福就来了。
Once you enter, then you receive the blessing.
神还不只是要祝福一个人两个人，神要祝福亚伯拉罕和他一切这样行的后裔。And
the God does not only want to give the promise to one or two, but to all the descendants who follow the deeds of Abraham.
希伯来书11章17节。In
Abraham 11:17,
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac.
这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。As
he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son.
我们在地上盼望地上的丰富的人。
For those of us who live in this land and have the earthly promises.
常常都有一这个盼望在我们自己行不来了，就盼望我们的儿子，是不是？
And a lot of times, if you cannot finish a deed, you will want your descendants to finish the deed for you.
这个老爸不行了，儿子你来。
If the father cannot do it, you will want the son to finish it up.
还是盼望我们的家有一点名气，有一点光宗耀祖的光景。
And you're still hoping for your family to have the fame.
所以我的家不是我现在住的那个地方。
So my house is not the home that I'm living in right now.
我的家就是我的儿子。My
house is my son.
我的儿子，你看见我的儿子，你就看见他的父家。If
you see my son, then you will see me.
你看见我们这些众圣徒，你就看见神的家。If
you see these Christians, you will see the church and Christ.
亚伯拉罕 为什么那么勇敢献上他自己的儿子？
Why was Abraham so brave to offer up Isaac?
他被试验的时候就把以撒献上。
When he was tested, he gave up Isaac, his only begotten son.
他对自己的父家彻底的离开了。
Because he totally left his father's house.
神不是应许他和他的后裔要得着一切吗？
Because God has already promised him that not only him but his descendants will become heirs of the world.
他可以拿这句话跟神讲道理。
Because he could hold on to that promise.
我儿子死了，我哪有以后的事情啊？
If Isaac died, then I have no descendants.
神说，偏偏就说你的后裔不是别的，就是这一个。
And God already promised Abraham that Isaac is his descendant.
亚伯拉罕要讲道理啊，真的还蛮难回答他的。
So if Abraham wanted to say that Isaac is my descendant, then there's no way God would want to kill Isaac.
但是亚伯拉罕听出神的招。But
Abraham follow God's order.
不只要离开本地本族，你还要离开你的父家。He
not only left his land, his relatives, but also his father's house.
神怎么说我就怎么做。What
God said, I follow.
就算我的儿子真的死了。Even
if Isaac died,
他也会从死里复活的。
He will come back from the death.
亚伯拉罕的信心真了不起啊。Abraham
has such great faith.
在他真的是很清楚巴别塔什么事情。He
truly understands what happened to the Babel Tower.
在他之前发生不久。It
just happened right before he got called.
电视的新闻看不见，他的左邻右里都会告诉他为什么你讲的我听不懂。If
he did not find out the news from the TV, he could probably listen to from his neighbor.
他知道神很认真啊。He
knew that God is serious.
神说要拆就拆。God,
when God wants to break off, then he destroys.
但是他也知道神拆了之后一定建造。But
he also knows that after God breaks off, he will rebuild.
他知道神说要杀就杀。
He knows that whoever God wants to kill, that person will die.
但是他知道神杀了之后还会复活的。
But he knows that if that person died, God will bring him back from the dead.
亚伯拉罕的信心是一无惧怕的信心。
Abraham has a great faith.
他的信心也不是说他要求这样马上就看见他的儿子出生。
And then, but then he also has a lot of patience.
他对神有信心。
He has faith.
外面的事情他不知道。
He doesn't care what happens around him.
他不知道出去要去哪里。
He doesn't care where he's going.
他不知道怎样离开他的父家。
He doesn't know how to leave his father's house.
他只知道住帐篷。
But he knows he's living in a tent.
他不知道他的神为什么要的他儿子的命，但是他神既然要，他就给。
He does not know why God wants Isaac, but he offers.
这里还说他欢喜领受应许的。
He says here that he joyfully received the promise.
他对地上、对本族、对他的父家一无留恋。
So when he left his land, his relatives, and his father's house, he has no remorse.
所以亚伯拉罕的了不起真的是跨时代的了不起。
And Abraham's faith is indeed amazing.
他是永远的了不起。
And he is always going to be amazing.
他最了不起的地方是什么？
And the most amazing thing is,
马太福音第一章第一节。
In Matthew 1:1,
亚伯拉罕的儿子，
Abraham's son,
耶稣基督的家谱。
Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
旧约说了那么多。
In the Old Testament, he talked about a lot.
一开始就说他。
And the first thing in the New Testament is that Jesus Christ.
他是我们属天道路的先锋。
Abraham is the pioneer of the way.
他是所有信徒的属灵实际。
And he is the reality of all the Christians.
他是我们今天的属神见证。
And he should be the role model for all
of us. 你愿意成为亚伯拉罕的儿子吗？
Are you going to be the descendants of Abraham?
你就必要行亚伯拉罕的事。
Then you shall do the deeds of Abraham.
不是，哎呀，你这个讲道的，那你是了吗？
Oh, so you talk so much about this. Are you indeed a descendant of Abraham?
我告诉你，我不是。
I tell you that no.
但是我追求是。
But I want to be.
而且我不放弃的是。
And I'm not going to give up that one.
就算我今生到末了，我没有什么名声。
If I die at the end, I do not have a great name.
我放弃了我的职业。
I give up everything.
我放弃了我家族对我的好处。
I give up the hope for my family.
现在如果神要我的儿子，就拿去吧。
If now the son wants my son, he shall take it.
我还有点舍不得。
I will be crying.
因为我够不上的，我盼望我儿子够得上。
Because if something that I cannot finish, I would hope my son would finish for me.
神要不要亚伯拉罕真的把他的儿子杀了？
Does God really want Abraham to kill Isaac?
没有一个人配的这样子被杀。
No, no one is worthy of such dying.
杀了也没有用。
Well, there is no worth of that.
亚伯拉罕的儿子耶稣基督他来就是做这件事情。
Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
没有一个人可以离开他的父家。
No one could truly leave his father's house.
今天如果有一个年轻人跟我儿子平排平坐，我还是比较喜欢我自己的儿子。
If someone now sits side by side with my son, I will still love my son a little more.
所以我们都需要救主。
So we need Christ.
耶稣基督死了。
Christ died for us.
我们都可以离开我们的父家。
So we can leave our father's house.
叫我们在这个地上都是做寄居的。
So that now we become testimonies.
因为我们羡慕属天的家乡。
Because we want to leave our land.
因为我们在读第再唱第560首。
Let's sing hymn 560 again.